Destructive hurricanes have affected millions of Americans this year and forced many to evacuate. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that hurricane evacuations have only gotten more expensive.
Hurricane Francine was forecast to go straight through New Orleans in September. There wasn't any evacuation order for the city, but Nick Oquin was worried about power outages while caring for his newborn and decided not to stick around.
It is raining, and it's been raining since I left my house.
So Oquin and his family of four started driving to Alabama, and along the way picked up their first evacuation expense, snacks.
So far, the grapes at $3.99 a pound are pretty much a budget killer so far.
Add in gas, a hotel, and full meals, and Oquin estimates the trip would cost him somewhere between $500 and $2,000. That's roughly what evacuations cost these days, and it's way more than it used to be.
I'm not surprised to see there is a huge price hike on the evacuation expenses in the recent years.
Padla Mazumdar is an economist with Florida International University. He says evacuation costs today can be about five times higher compared to 20 years ago, and that's after adjusting for inflation. Mazumdar says that's because hurricanes are getting more complex.
For example, think about this Hurricane Milton. In less than 24 hours, it jumped from Category 1 to 5.
Besides being more destructive, these fast-growing storms can catch people off guard, leading to late evacuations, jammed-up roads, packed hotels, and higher prices. Of course, there are ways to keep costs down, like going to a county shelter or staying with family out of town. And when it comes to Hurricane Francine, Nick Oquin was lucky. The storm was weaker than Helene and Milton, and he ended up returning home after just 2 days.
Hey, Stephen. We're back home on the couch.
The final cost for his 48-hour evacuation, $505.
Not counting the school supplies that we bought while we were there.
Yeah, we could leave those out. You probably need to get those anyway.
Yes, yes.
By evacuation standards, pretty cheap. But he acknowledges that's far from cheap for everyone.
Evacuating is sort of a luxury, you know?
And with hurricane seasons continuing to intensify, that luxury may become more often a necessity, whether or not people can afford it. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham, Alabama.